Hachette Audio presents King and Maxwell, written by David Baldacci, read by Ron McClarty and Orla Cassidy. To the cast and crew of the King and Maxwell TV series, thanks for bringing my characters so vividly to life. Chapter 1. 4,800 pounds. That was roughly how much the cargo in the crate weighed. It was offloaded from the tractor trailer by forklift and placed in the back of the smaller box truck. The rear door was closed and secured with two different locks, one a key, the other a combo. Each lock was rated to be tamper-proof. The reality was, given time, any lock could be beaten and any door broken through. The man climbed into the driver's seat of the truck, closed the door, locked it, started the engine, revved the motor, cranked the AC, and adjusted his seat. He had a long way to drive and not much time to get there. And it was hot as hell, maybe hotter. Waves of visible heat shimmered, distorting the landscape. He didn't focus on that, because he might just start puking. He would have preferred an armed escort, perhaps an Abrams tank for good measure, but that was not in the budget or the mission plan. The ground was rocky, and in the distance, mountainous. The roads had more potholes than asphalt. He had guns and plenty of ammo, but he was only one man with only one trigger finger. He no longer wore the uniform.